Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
No intention of attacking Europe, but through a translator.
Any aggression against my country will be met with a decisive response. There should be no doubt about this.
This has unauthorized Russian flights into NATO's airspace have been going on. The defense ministry in Denmark saying today the drones have been observed at several Danish defense facilities. Russia saying one of its nuclear submarines has had a major accident in the Mediterranean, that it has surfaced near Gibraltar and might have to dump fuel into the ocean. The voting machine company Dominion has settled its $1.3 billion defamation lawsuit against former Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani over false allegations about the 2020 election. The parties are keeping the details confidential. Getting drenched by a tropical depression, the Dominican Republic could hit Florida next. This is ABC News. As many as 20 FBI agents have lost their jobs over their actions nearly 6 years ago. ABC's Brian Clark.
Racial justice protests swept the nation in June 2020. At one demonstration in Washington, D.C., a group of FBI agents kneeled. At the time, agents said it was a de-escalation tactic. But more than 5 years later, those agents have been fired. The FBI Agents Association said in a statement Friday that Director Kash Patel violated the law with the dismissal and called on Congress to investigate. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Australian scientists say they've come up with a new wetsuit that protects better against shark bites. Nick Whitney is with the New England Aquarium's Anderson Cabot Center for Ocean Life in Boston.
The people who are going to benefit the most from this technology would be people who are really heavy ocean users. So surfers or spearfishers, people who are spending a lot of time in the water.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Evening News is sponsored by TC AutoWorks, a quality pre-owned dealer with a full-service automotive repair facility for foreign and domestic cars and trucks. Mostly clear tonight, some overnight patchy fog possible, low 45, sunny and dry tomorrow, high 77, and mostly clear tomorrow night with some late overnight fog possible. Currently in Richland Center, it's sunny. The winds are out of the east-southeast at 5 to 9 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 80 degrees.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC AutoWorks in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC AutoWorks, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Today is Saturday, September 27th. Good evening for WRCO News. Filling in for Phil Nee, I'm Tim Thede. Residents, families, staff, and community partners of Pine Valley Community Village are being notified that routine water testing at Pine Valley has detected the presence of E. coli bacteria in the water supply. The health and safety of residents and staff are a top priority. As soon as the test results were received, officials took immediate precautionary measures, including notifying the local health department, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, and the Department of Natural Resources, implementing water safety protocols, including the use of bottled water for drinking and food preparation, bathing, and other needs at this time. Contracts with Safe Water will continue to supply to ensure the safety of everyone, providing clear guidance to staff and residents to ensure the compliance with safety measures, and arranging for remediations for to follow up testing in accordance with regulatory guidelines. Handouts have been given to each resident, and POAs have been notified as well. At this time, no illnesses, related to this finding have been reported at Pine Valley Community Village. All residents will continue to be monitored closely, and families will be kept updated. Officials with Pine Valley are working closely with local and state health authorities to ensure the safety of the water supply and will provide further updates as soon as test results are confirmed and the water is safe for normal use. The DNR will be out within 30 days to complete a level 2 assessment to locate any further issues within the water system and help create a plan that ensures the quality of water is restored and maintained. If you have questions or concerns, please contact Brittany Paulus, LNHA, at 608-647-2138. Laura Benjamin has been suspended, or she has suspended, I should say, her campaign for Congress in Wisconsin's 3rd District, citing the significant resources required to run a competitive race while celebrating the progress her campaign has made in shaping the political conversation across the district. Benjamin said, from the very beginning, this campaign has been about everyday working people and moving towards bold, progressive solutions. I'm proud that we've inspired new conversations among Democrats in Wisconsin 03 about the fight for economic and social justice. Benjamin's campaign helped generate direct action and mutual aid, including holding 3 town halls, building coalition to support immigrant families, and working alongside Larry Little George of Ho-Chunk Nation to advance the Federation of Sovereign Nations of Wisconsin, a new effort to ensure indigenous communities their rights. While suspending the campaign was not an easy decision, Benjamin acknowledged the reality of modern campaigning. She emphasized that this decision marks transition, not an ending. A Republican candidate for Wisconsin governor has dropped out. Milwaukee area business owner Bill Berrien told WISN political reporter Matt Smith that he doesn't see a path forward after the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reported that Berrien followed several sexually explicit writers online. Berrien announced he was running in July. His departure leaves 2 other Republicans, Washington County Executive Josh Showman and 7th District Congressman Tom Tiffany, along with numerous Democrats in the race to succeed Democrat Governor Tony Evers, who's not seeking a third term. Partisan primaries are next August. The State Assembly appears ready to focus on elections. In an unusual Capitol press conference on Wednesday, Republican Assistant Majority Leader Scott Krug joined voting rights advocates and Democrat Lee Snodgrass to announce competing bills. Krug says his job the next 6 weeks is education of everybody who wants to talk about elections to figure out how to build consensus. A critical issue is getting absentee ballots counted the Monday before Election Day, which Krug says is critical to reassure voters of election integrity. Snodgrass said she isn't there on the Republican proposal in its current form. She said municipal clerks feel a lot of the technical aspects are impossible. A Monday count bill passed the Assembly last session, but the new version adds ballot drop box security provisions, including 24-hour video surveillance. Dane County Clerk Scott McDonald says Madison could handle that because the city's drop boxes are located outside fire stations, which are already equipped with cameras. But he said smaller municipalities would find it challenging to stream their location online 24/7. A separate Republican bill would provide grant funding for municipalities to provide the 24-hour video surveillance of drop boxes. A new Universities of Wisconsin system policy hopes to make transferring easier. The proposed Board of Regents policy would ensure that all core general education courses can transfer between each of the 13 UW schools. Core general education requirements would range from 30 to 36 credit hours in 10 to 12 courses across 6 different categories. A UW system press release says establishing these core courses would strengthen existing transfer pathways and reduce the time of students to earn a degree. The policy will be reviewed by the Board of Regents this fall, and if approved, would go into effect for student enrolling in fall of 2026. When using computer devices, consumers are able to contact tech support to assist them when there is an issue that they are unable to resolve. When contacted by someone claiming to be a tech support person, be cautious. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
A consumer recently reported to DadCap that they encountered a threatening computer pop-up that said there was an issue with their device which required technical support. So that's not new. That's the standard scam we've talked about many times. But in this case, the consumer called a phone number listed on the pop-up, not realizing this was a scam attempt, which would then try to convince them that their bank was stealing their money.
When asked to reach out for support, a scammer might use threatening information when contacted.
When they made that call, the consumer was instructed by the fake tech support specialist to download a program that allowed the scammer that remote access to their entire computer. Next, this scammer said the consumer had money stolen from their account multiple times in recent days by someone working at their bank. And the scammer claimed they needed to then work with the FBI to track which bank employee was taking the consumer's money. They guided the individual through setting up an online bank account, which they didn't previously have. Then finally, the scammer tried to seal the deal by telling the consumer to wire more than $14,000 to another account for a sting operation against their own bank. And it was, of course, the consumer's money that they were asked to wire.
When given instructions, there are signs that confirms it is a scam.
So thankfully, the consumer didn't give in to that high-pressure tactic or that false sense of urgency. And one of the other signs that was present during this was that an insistency to not tell anyone else about the situation. They weren't allowed to confer with friends or family members about it. And the consumer did disregard that. So that it saved them from losing more than $14,000.
Michelle Reinen also suggests to go to a reliable source to verify if the information received is true.
If anyone gets this call and they're at all concerned about transactions and that they think their money's disappearing from their bank, go to the bank. Talk to a teller, get a current statement, and you can see your money and where it has gone and not gone. You compare it to the previous month's statement, and you can validate that your money is still there and not disappearing from your account.
If you suspect or are a victim of any kind of scam, you can contact DatCap's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov. The 9th Annual Hill and Valley Exploration Tour, a celebration of rural living, concludes tomorrow. The tour, which is free of charge, will take you to rural farms, businesses, local food producers, and art producers who open their doors to welcome you. The tour provides a glimpse at the changing face of rural America and finds hidden gems. Many of the stops will also have family-friendly activities and entertainment. Lisa Butnow is a co-organizer of the event.
Some of the venues have music. I know that the Painted Forest has music. I know Narrows Creek Winery has music. You know, some of the venues do indeed have music. So you just have to check who's doing what on the Facebook pages.
The Hill and Valley Exploration Tour is a unique opportunity to explore the hills and valleys, view the fall colors, shop the fall harvest at rural farms, restaurants, and businesses, and learn about the vibrant small farm economy of Northern Sauk, Richland, and Juneau counties. You're encouraged to bring a cooler to hold all your farm fresh purchases and be sure to dress for the weather because the tour will happen rain or shine. The 9th Annual Hill and Valley Exploration Tour will be held tomorrow from 10 until 4. Maps and details can be found at explorehillandvalley.com. More information can also be found on the Hill and Valley Exploration Tour Facebook page. Ed and Linda Chitwood will be hosting the annual Milk and the Cheese Hayride tomorrow at 1. The hayride is free, but free will donations are appreciated and will be used to support the Milk and the Cheese program. The Milk and the Cheese Hayride will start near the Chitwoods' home, take Birds Creek Valley Drive off Highway 60, and then follow the signs to the staging area. Reservations are not necessary, but are appreciated. Reservations can be made by calling 608 537-2340. Be sure to leave a message if you do not get an answer, letting the Chitwoods know how many will be in your party. And today's winners of $50 each in St. Anthony's calendar raffle are Chris Solchenberger on ticket number 394 and Larry Milfred on ticket number 164. WRCO News time is 5:15. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Keep your operation running strong during harvest season with Meyer Oil and LP. Since 1956, families and farms have trusted locally owned Meyer Oil and LP for prompt, reliable, and friendly service. They deliver diesel, gasoline, and propane right to your home or farm, helping you stay fueled and on track. Call Meyer Oil and LP today at 524-3914. From everyone at Meyer Oil and LP, here's wishing farmers a safe and successful harvest.
Today is Saturday, September 27th. Wayne Emanuel Lunk, 59, of Richland Center, died September 10th at home after managing heart failure for 10 years. A celebration of life will be held tomorrow at 2 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home tomorrow from noon until the time of the service at 2. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be given to the family. Wayne Emanuel Lunk, 59, of Richland Center. Georgine Hausner, age 85, died Monday. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at St. John the Evangelist Catholic Church in Spring Green, with burial to follow. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green Wednesday from 4:30 to 7, with a rosary to be prayed at 6:30. Friends may also call at the church Thursday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Feel free to wear your Green Bay Packer or Wisconsin Badger sporting apparel to the visitation. Memorials may be made to the Community Food Pantry of Spring Green, St. John's Catholic School in Spring Green, Sauk County Right to Life, Wisconsin Right to Life, and Breast Cancer Research. Georgine Hausner, age 85. Naomi Caroline Knockerts Maley, 99, of Richland Center, died today at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held Friday, October 10th at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the St. Philip's Catholic Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed on the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday, October 10th, from 10 until the time of the service at 11. Naomi Caroline Knockerts Maley, 99, of Richland Center. Joyce Joan Montgomery, 88, of Boscobel, died Wednesday at Boscobel Care and Rehab. Funeral arrangements are pending with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Joyce Joan Montgomery, 88, of Boscobel.
At A&W Restaurant, located on Highway 61 in Boscobel, there's a classic treat that never goes out of style, the Root Beer Float. For years, A&W has been serving up this delicious combination of their signature made fresh root beer and creamy cold vanilla ice cream, perfectly balanced in every spoonful. Whether it's a hot day or just a craving for something sweet, the Root Beer Float is a refreshing choice that's sure to satisfy. Stop by A&W in Boscobel for a Root Beer Float and enjoy a timeless treat that always hits the spot.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
You're listening to WRCO. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg with an update on weather. We have another high-pressure system that has been forming to our west and is continuing to push through the area, though mostly clear conditions will continue to stick around as we head into tonight. Some overnight patchy fog is possible in some areas. Temperatures will be dropping down to the mid-40s. Winds aren't expected to be on the calm side. For our Sunday, we're going to have plenty of sunshine and dry conditions. Highs are going to be in the mid to upper 70s, so a few degrees cooler. Winds will be coming from the southeast and then the east around 5 miles an hour. Looking at Sunday night, mostly clear skies with some late night fog possible. We're looking at lows dropping in the mid 50s. Winds are expected to be on the calm side. Monday's going to give us mostly sunny skies to start off the week with summer-like conditions coming back. Highs are going to be a bit warmer. Mid-80s can be expected for temperatures. Winds will be coming from the south up to 5 miles an hour. Tuesday, we're looking at partly cloudy skies. Still going to be a bit on the warm side. Highs are going to be in the low to mid-80s. Going into Wednesday, we are expecting to start off with a little more clouds in the morning and then gradually decreasing in clouds as we go through the rest of the day. It's going to be a slight bit more humid and those temperatures are going to be a bit cooler. Highs are going to be in the mid to upper 70s. Thursday is going to be similar, but more sunshine and more dry conditions expected to move back in. Highs are going to be once again in the mid to upper 70s. And as we round out the week on Friday, mostly sunny skies with temperatures well above average again. We're looking at highs in the upper 70s to low 80s. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg for WRCO. Have a great rest of your Saturday.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it is sunny and 79 degrees after a high today of 84 and a morning low of 52. Yesterday's high was 83 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1954 is 87 degrees with a record low of 27 that was set back in 1991. Last year's high was 79 with a low of 45. Sunset will take place tonight at 6:50 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:55. The winds are out of the east-southeast at 5 to 9 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.93, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 79 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Looking for a career where tradition meets opportunity? Join the legacy at Scott Industries, a proud family-owned business celebrating 75 years. They're expanding and hiring dedicated team members. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3 at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscatine, or call 739-3171 to learn more. Scott Industries, a profit-sharing company where you can grow your career.
It takes an outstanding team to keep the House on the Rock Resort golf course and grounds in top shape year-round, and now you can be a part of it. They're looking for a full-time golf and grounds equipment maintenance and repair technician. If you enjoy troubleshooting and putting your mechanical skills to work, this is your chance to join a dedicated crew. Call 608-935-3639 extension 1201 or visit thehouseontherock.com to learn more. Apply today and help keep something truly special running smoothly.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
ATC Auto Works in Richland Center is your one-stop shop for vehicle sales and service. From oil changes to brakes, engine to transmission repair, they'll get you back on the road. Title Works provides accurate, efficient, and confidential real estate title services to the greater Richland County area and is proud to support our local youth. And WCCU Credit Union offers competitive savings rates and low-interest loans, helping you build a better life. Member NCUA.
In high school sports today, there was a football game. Pecatonica had their homecoming game, and in that game, Riverdale beat Pecatonica Argyle by a score of 31-0. Elsewhere last night in high school football, a few local scores. River Valley beat Richland Center in their homecoming game, 28-6. It was Ithaca over Nacedot, 43-14. It was Darlington beating Fenimore, 37-6. River Ridge beat Boscobel, 64-6. And in eight-player action, Kickapoo Lafarge defeated Wisconsin Heights, 28-20. And it was Highland over Waniwak Weston, 30-20. The Golden Eagle Relays took place at the Fenimore at the Hickory Grove Golf Course in Fenimore today in cross country action, and in that for the boys, Richland Center Ithaca took first place, and top finishers for the Richland Center Ithaca team include Owen Dreyer taking first, Ryan Stadler third, Clayton Lee took fourth, Robert Budden he took 10th place. It was Kiernan Colbert taking 12th, Sam Jones 15th, and Devin Woodhouse took 39th place. And Fenimore, the host team, took 2nd. Also, Kickapoo Lafarge, they finished 7th place. River Valley finished 10th. And top finishers for River Valley include Nathan Hamilton taking 18th, August Polkinghorn taking 64th, and Bennett Woodhouse taking 67th place. Also, there was Riverdale also took part in the competition as well, and Clark Gilson took 71st place, and Kaylin Williamson, he took 73rd. In girls cross-country action at the same event, Fenimore, the host team, took first. Richland Center Ithaca took third place. Top finishers include Pearl Fretz at 13th, Ava Martin 14th, Adeline Lawless taking 19th, Rachel Waterfall 44th, and Lacey Allball took 48th. And for River Valley, they took fourth place, and Molly Mays took finished fourth. Aubrey Anlekeyer finished 11th. Reagan Sackett took 39th, and Kylie Killoy took 45th place. And, of course, Riverdale took place in that tournament as well. And for Riverdale, Melanie Williamson finished 8th, and also Millie Schneider finished 46th, and Kaylee Carter finished 51st. There was also high school soccer today. Wisconsin Dells beat Mount Horeb 2-1, and Ripon beat Baraboo 2-0. And of course, the Badgers had today offs, but there were a couple Big Ten games. Minnesota beat Rutgers 31-28, and Illinois beat Southern California 34-32. And the Brewers are looking to clinch that magic number to have the best record in baseball. Came up short yesterday, but they'll have a chance to try to take it again with if they either win tonight or if the Philadelphia loses. And that game will be against Cincinnati tonight in game 2 of the 3-game series. The last couple games of the baseball season are going on tonight. And first pitch for that contest will be at 6:15. And you can hear that broadcast on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 with the pregame starting at around 5:35. And the Packers will be taking on the Cowboys in Sunday Night Football tomorrow. The return of Micah Parsons to Dallas, and kickoff for that will be at 7:20. And you can hear the broadcast right here on WRCO 100.9 FM. Pregame tomorrow will be at 5 o'clock. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thede.
Cord & Main offers quality, affordable furniture, mattresses, home decor options for all styles. Stop in downtown Richland Center for in-stock items as well as customizable styles today. Wirtz Plumbing & Heating, your Trane heating and air conditioning system dealer, providing quality service and superior products. It's hard to stop a Trane. And WP Dental, providing modern dental care helping create healthy, beautiful smiles Monday through Friday.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Horton Main Furniture and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet are hiring. We're looking for a part-time sales and delivery associate to join our team. You'll help with deliveries, assembly, sales, and showroom setup. You must be 18 or older with a valid driver's license and ready to work as a team. Apply today at Horton Main Furniture at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center or call 608-475-6090.
You may have thought that compact tractors are too expensive. Well, LS Tractors just introduced 0% for 96 months. Subcompact tractors with loaders starting at $206 a month. Mid-sized compact tractors with loaders as low as $292 a month. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractors. These high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors have hydrostatic transmissions and will not break your bank. Learn about the full line of LS Tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
At Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center, kids learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where children from 6 weeks to 12 years old can explore, grow, and thrive. They're now enrolling, so if you're looking for a safe, engaging place where your child can shine, call Sunshine and Giggles at 649-5501 today. Sunshine and Giggles, where learning is always full of smiles.
It's time for the Backtracking Show on WRCO Radio, our pregame show for Those Were the Days. We'll be taking you back to some 70s and 80s headlines here on WRCO for the next half hour or so. Phil Nee with you as we go back in time, first of all, to this week in 1977. The first Elvis Presley convention was held. It was shortly following his death that year. It was held in Memphis, Tennessee.
Oh,
that's a good one. Elvis Presley and WRCO Radio back in 1977. This song was doing well on the Billboard Top 40. Number 7 this week in 77 for the Emotions. Track and dance parties underway. The Emotions and Best of My Love. Let's beam ahead of the backtrack and time tunnel to 1979. The Eagles album The Long Run debuted at number 2 on Billboard's Hot 200 chart. Next week it would hit number 1 and dethrone Led Zeppelin's In Through the Outdoor. To date, the disc has sold over 7 million copies in the United States alone.
We'll be right back.
This day in Backtracking history in 1976, after 5 years of recording and touring together, Kenny Loggins and Jim Messina played their farewell concert in Hawaii at the end of a 34-city tour. The year of 1972, and that was the year that Loggins and Messina first hit it big with this song.
It's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. It's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go?
And Messina on the Backtracking Show.
Canned peas. Not the early peas. The big, lumpy, mushy, overcooked canned peas. I hate mushy canned peas. But that's what my mom had made as the vegetable for our supper that night. I refused to eat them. Then that overused, abused, and confused statement came out of my mother's mouth. You know, the statement that every kid has heard at least one time in his or her life. Eat your peas. There are starving kids in India who would love to have those peas. So I got up from the table, went downstairs to my dad's office, got out an envelope, addressed it to Starving Kids in India, went back upstairs to the table, shoveled my peas into the envelope, licked and sealed the envelope, and handed it to my mom and said, "Here, you can mail my peas to India." Then that other dreaded statement that every mother says sometime during her motherhood. "You just wait until your father gets home." Oh man, Dad's coming home, but while I don't know when he'll arrive, I do have a good idea what he'll do. It's best to be prepared ahead of time for Dad's arrival. It's time to pad the backside. The scripture tells us that Jesus will be coming back someday soon, and then the final judgment. That could be a reason for fear or a reason for joy and anticipation. The Bible says we do not know the hour or the day when Jesus will return, but the Apostle Peter told us to be prepared and to keep looking up for a second coming. Padding your backside is not going to suffice. We need to be prepared for Christ's second coming in a better way. Acknowledge to the Father your failure to live like Christ. Put your faith in Jesus and His grace poured out for you on the cross of crucifixion. Be obedient and follow Christ. Pattern your life after Christ and help others get prepared for Christ's return. Remember, there are people out there starving for the love of Jesus. I'm Pastor Tim, and you've been listening to Life Tracks.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
It was this week in 1976 when Boston's first album entered the Billboard album chart, where it climbed to number 3 and became the fastest-selling single debut album in rock and roll music history. The LP contained a total of 3 hit singles and some mammoth album tracks as well.
WRCO.
Ride, head for the other side,
leave it all behind.
power play from the Backtracking Show from the very first Boston album. That's called Hitchin' a Ride. Well, some celebrities born around this time. Let's see. September 23rd, Ray Charles, also born on the 23rd. Julio Iglesias, Jerry Corbetta of Sugarloaf, Green Eyed Lady, and Don't Call Us, We'll Call You fame. And Bruce Springsteen, born in 1949 on September 23rd. Celebrity birthdays on September 24th include James Shepherd of the Limelights, also born on this day, the late, great Jim Henson, 1936. Linda McCartney was born September 24th of 1941, and Jerry Marsden of Jerry and the Pacemakers in 1942. And also on the 24th, Mel Taylor, drummer for The Ventures, Barbara Albert of The Angels, the big song My Boyfriend's Back, of course, and Rosalie Hawkins was born in 1944, the lead vocalist for The Dixie Cups. Let's go now to 1983. A number one song on the Billboard pop chart belonged to Billy Joel.
Away. You know I don't like watching anybody make the same mistakes I made. She's a real nice girl and she's always there for you. But a nice girl wouldn't tell you what you should do. Oh, listen, boy, I'm sure that you think you got it all under control. You don't want somebody telling you the way to stand someone's soul. You're a big boy now and you're
reason to accept that you're for real. Tell her about it, tell her all your crazy dreams. Let her know you need her, let her know how much she means. Listen, boy, it's not automatically a certain guarantee. To ensure yourself, you got to provide communication constantly. When you love someone, you're always insecure. And there's only one good way to reassure. Tell her about it, let her know how much you care. When she can't be with you, tell her you wish you were there. Tell her about it the day before you leave. Pay her some attention, give her something to believe. 'Cause now and then she'll get to worrying, just because you have been spoken for so long. And though you may not have done anything, will that be consolation when she's gone? Listen, boy, it's good information from a man who's made mistakes. Just a word or two that she gets from you could be the difference that it makes. She's a trusting soul, she's put her trust in you. But a girl like that won't tell you what you should do. To accept that you're for real. Tell her about it, tell her all your crazy dreams. Let her know you need her, let her know how much she means. Tell her about it, tell her how you feel right now. Just tell her about it. The girl don't want to wait too long. You gotta tell her about it. Tell her now when you won't go wrong.
A song that reigned supreme this weekend in 1983. Thank you again for going backtracking with us here on WRCO Radio. Chart data taken from Joel Whitburn's Record Research in Menominee Falls, Wisconsin. This is Phil Nee wishing you the best until we talk again later. This is the pregame show for Those Were the Days, so we hope you'll stay tuned for that as well. Right here on the radio, Saturday night. Hope you're enjoying the weekend, and make sure to keep it tuned right here. WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center and WRCO.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
We're in Main Furniture and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet are hiring. We're looking for a part-time sales and delivery associate to join our team. You'll help with deliveries, assembly, sales, and showroom setup. You must be 18 or older with a valid driver's license and ready to work as a team.